Welcome to the New Earth Architectress, where we'll be exploring together what is an architectress, what is the New Earth, and how is the evolution in consciousness paving the way for your leading role in architecture. I'm your host, Aisha Rose Melody Hassan, and I'm so excited to share with you what's possible when you lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and your divine calling. If you're a woman architect or designer who's hearing a deep call to take your stand as an ancient temple builder of the future, welcome. Now is the time, and we are the ones. Hello, and welcome to the New Earth Architectress podcast. It has been a few weeks since I have recorded a new episode. My team and I were full with leading and hosting the Sacred Blueprint for Our New Earth interview series. This is an 8-day back-to-back free online event gathering together an incredible circle of energetic design experts. We had interior designers, feng shui practitioners, biogeometry practitioners, building biologists, architects who are bridging spirit with form, bridging spiritual wisdom with design. And they shared how to build their perspective and their experience with building healing sanctuaries with the wisdom of nature. It was so powerful. I've so many women from different corners of the world approaching me who are thanking me and, so relieved in a way, and that they've been able to find us, find this circle, find this movement. They share that, I've finally given them permission to speak their truth, finally given them a vessel, a container to be their witch, right? To be unapologetically a goddess, a powerful goddess, being able to speak about the realms of intuition and the subtle realms and feminine magic, and not have to always hide it or package it in a certain way to serve, the mainstream consulting world practice. We have been repressed. We have been compressed into a very rigid box for way too long. And this is a celebration of the divine feminine arising. And it's a celebration of bringing spirit back to architecture, the way it was meant to be, the way that it was meant to bridge masculine with feminine, the ways it's meant to create healing, nourishing energies by tapping the wisdom of nature, the infinite, eternal, abundant, flowing forces of nature. And today I want to share, before I dive into this episode's topic, I also led an incredible 2-day, experiential intimate circle via the Architects Masterclass. There were women architects and designers who are ready to unleash their intuitive powers and co-create with the spirit of the land to generate projects with ease and flow and in a way that doesn't deplete them, in a way that doesn't weigh them down. They hear the call to work in this new way. There were a lot of breakthroughs, a lot of transformations. I led the group through a deep meditative journey, visioning journey to their soul's temple and to the spirit of the land, where they found the heart, connected with the heart there and did a, you know, did deep communion to receive information that was pertinent for their next steps in their project design, and also their next steps in building their own design practice and awakening the creative life force within them, within their womb, within their cells, within their whole, you know, flow system, meridian system within their bodies. And, you know, I'm just always blown away by the magic that occurs when we gather in circle. There's a whole other level that is attained when we gather in group, that just doesn't, you just can't get there to that level of precision, that level of opening up when you're working on your own. We need each other. We need each other. We need each other's feedback, support, and sacred witnessing. The amount of sacred witnessing and emotions and things that needed to be released in order for these women to cross a very important threshold in their life, to lay down what no longer serves them and cross over to a new paradigm where they're not in the grips of survival and moving into thriving, abundance, vitality, joy, ease. I can't emphasize that enough. No overworking, no overstraining, no overpleasing. We've done this way too long, and we've been programmed to do this ever since we were children. If we grew up in a more nourishing atmosphere, family, especially connected to nature and beauty and art and culture, and these are all beautiful things, but the system, again, you know, take it or leave it. You can take or leave what I share today, or specifically about the programming. But we've been programmed or taught to believe that we need to work really hard to the point where I'm just having a vision of my knees collapsing, my legs collapsing. I remember in university, in the beginning years when we were still drafting with a pencil and have these big, you know, our May lines and our drafting tables. I kind of miss them. They're, you know, there's a beauty to them. And I remember we were working so hard. I pulled an all-nighter while I was in university, and my legs, I got elephantitis. I didn't even know that existed. My legs, my ankles, my calves, they all got swollen to the point where I couldn't move for a few days and I needed to rest. Is that efficient? Is that, you know, the profs at that time, don't you think it would have been good for them as responsible leaders to make sure that all the students are taking care of their health and their well-being, that is an essential piece of the puzzle to designing well, and to ensure that your energetics, your stress, isn't being infused into the drawing, isn't being infused into the project that you're working on for your clients. And so I'm glad I woke up relatively early to this truth, although I couldn't bring it to words so fluidly as I do now. But I said, you know what, this is gross. This is horrible. This is not making me feel good. Feeling good was my priority. And so I made some adjustments. I said, I'm not going to pull all-nighters like this, but I'll wake up really early in the morning and air out the architecture studio from the stench from last night's, you know, everybody pulling all-nighters and bringing in their takeout food. And, you know, some of my friends were sleeping on mattresses under the table, you know, it's not all bad. There is a kind of excitement, right, for students, like, oh, it's a deadline. And, you know, there's this coming together in the middle of the night, supporting each other. I've seen a lot of beautiful moments in those periods of intensity, right? The deadline mode. And I could see that it was also really destroying a lot of my friends in my class. And this mentality has continued throughout many design firms. Some of them are better, some of them are more conscious, some of them are weaving in breathing exercises and yoga and ensuring that everybody goes outside and gets fresh air. There are people who are more conscious about wellness and health in the architecture practice. There are leaders, partners of owners of design firms that are more conscious of this. But in general, we haven't been taught to nourish ourselves. And there's a direct correlation between the nourishment of our bodies and the nourishment of the land. There's a direct correlation between our bodies and the earth. There's a direct correlation between your body and your home, your body and your garden. And the more we tap the various realms that exist and are connected to our bodies to open up the magic that exists there, the creative power, which I support my clients, I support my clients in tapping that creative power by accessing their intuition, by unleashing their intuition. I use the word unleash because our intuition has been suppressed. It's been suppressed for way too long. And leading these groups, like the Architects Masterclass, it just reinforces what I know to be true. Being a pioneer can be challenging. I do go through my dark nights. I do go through periods where I'm like, what the hell am I doing? What's the point? There are not enough people who are awake, or are people getting me? How am I gonna lead this movement of women architects and designers to build the new temples when there are just so many forces working against them and sometimes working against me? This week, I've been feeling a lot of sabotaging energy. We are hearing in the news about, censorship that's going on YouTube and other platforms. And there's a lot of sabotaging energy, sabotaging speakers of truth, sabotaging individuals who are here to spread the light, bring awareness, and deliver information in a way that is as neutral as possible as they can. So I invite you to take note, this sabotaging energy, take note and observe the field around you. Sometimes the sabotaging energy can come in through your family members, your loved ones, your colleagues, just in general, you may be feeling oppressive energies, you're coming up against, stone walls, huge stone walls that you feel like, how the hell am I going to get this out to the world? I had some moments even right before going live on the Architects Masterclass, sabotaging energies, electricity going out, but then later it was okay. There are forces out there, you can call them the adversaries that do their best to keep you in dead matter, to keep you in this compartment, in this box, keep you from fully unleashing your magic, your creative power. When you unleash your creative power, your magic, you can bend time. You can bend time. You can create with so much ease and doesn't cause you any strain or stress on your body. I healed myself through the Sacred Blueprint modality. I healed myself through this business. While there have been challenging moments that, you know, ask me, invite me, that challenge me to step up to my next level and dissolve, transmute with love, with honoring, with acknowledgement, with thank yous, transmute parts of me that no longer serve me. This business is helping me to heal in that process. I used to get chronic illness from working in the conventional way, from putting so much pressure on myself, for feeling the need to be perfect. Otherwise you'll fail, right? Otherwise you won't get a good grade. You name it. There's so many different shapes and forms, expressions of what that looks like in the old paradigm. So women, we are stepping into a phase of time right now where the challenges will increase, and it is integral for you to shore up your inner temple, to ensure that you are standing in your truth and you know your source. You're connected to source. You're rooted in source. Rooted in source is a term that my mentor, who's part of a coaching program that I'm in, that I'm a student and a client of, run by Kendra Thornbury. And she works with a human design consultant. Oh God, I'm going to erase that word. She's an elder, an incredible soul. Her name is Connor Sauer. And she's a human design expert. I think it's really important for us to be naming the women guides and mentors in our life, especially when we're referring to concepts and words, phrases, quotes that they've shared. So I'm honoring them right now. Rooted in source, rooted in source. This is what Connor Sauer shares all the time. And, you know, there are forces right now that are wanting to uproot us from our nature, from our connection to nature. And they're wanting to distort nature. They're wanting to make their own story of nature. Another phenomenal, another very incredible woman that I follow, her name is Gigi. I don't know if it's Gigi or Gigi Young. She has a YouTube channel and she delivers spiritual information and guidance through the framework of Anthroposophy, which was developed by Rudolf Steiner, birthed by Rudolf Steiner and his collaborators back in, you know, the late 1800s, early 1900s. Not great with dates here, but and she talks about how, you know, we got to be really careful about the genetic manipulation that's going on right now and the manipulation of people's bodies and that it's leaning towards a direction where where humans are claiming to be God. Now, the irony of that is that in a way we are, but it doesn't mean that we disregard nature's laws. It doesn't mean that we disrespect her, we disrespect the land, and we reinvent a whole new ideology that serves only a certain elite number of people in the world. So anyway, check her out. She's amazing. So going back to this theme of connecting with nature, going back to this theme of how my practice has now healed me. You have a radiance that wants to come out from you. I feel like I could say this in a better way, but you have a radiance that wants to emanate from you. This is the light of the cosmos. This is the light of vitality. This is the light of nature's life force. This is the sun. And if you want to live in joy, create with joy, serve this planet, build the sanctuaries of the new earth with clients that you love working with while making an amazing, abundant amount of money, and you want to build a business that is resilient, it lasts for the future. This is a way. Now, when I say this is a way, it doesn't mean you got to memorize the sacred blueprint system, adopt it, and that's that. I mean, that said, I am actually working behind the scenes on developing a certification program, I'm not gonna. I'm just planting a seed there. That's something I'm very excited about. And I see a big opportunity for creating a massive collective of women architects and designers to work in this new way. What I'm saying is that you have a way, a modality, a creation, a way of designing that wants to birth through you, that fits and suits your own soul's energetics, and that will help you to manifest your dreams. Let's be real here. AI is taking over. Okay. Clients are going to be able to speak with AI and order their house design, order their garden design. People are already buying property on the metaverse. The digital world is very advanced. AI is like, it's light years ahead now or yesterday. Okay. The amount of advancements in that area is just mind-boggling. And I'm not against AI. I think that there will be some very useful aspects, useful tools, uses of AI, but I'm concerned that it's going to put a lot of architects and designers out of jobs faster, smarter, more efficient, not have to, spend so many hours designing, right? It is probably already very tempting for a lot of offices right now within the, considering that we are in a recession. I hesitate with saying that word, but there's a contraction going on in the economy. I'd love to hear what you think about this. Add in the YouTube video comments below or send me an email by replying to the email that goes out to my list, or send me a message via the contact form on my website. I'll add my website is always added down below in each episode. So there's AI, there's a force that is becoming just overly digitizing this world. It's a synthetic product though that occurs. AI doesn't have a heart. It doesn't have a spirit. And the key to building a resilient architecture and design business for the future that is heart-centered, that is nature-based, that is sustainable, that is, really, at its foundation, wanting to bring healing to this planet and balance to this planet. You need to start to work in the new spiritual way. And when I use the word spiritual, I don't mean you need to incorporate religion into this practice. This is something, I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about being conscious of the subtle realms of energy, that is a part of our existence. When you do acknowledge those aspects of being, you acknowledge the feminine. She is this unseen. She's the hidden. She's the mystery. She's the force that brings beauty. She is water. She flows. Water is in much healing in this day and age. I just did a meditation this morning, a ceremony with the land. I needed grounding. I needed to get back to my truth. And I was meditating inside one of my tiny houses where we're temporary living. And I heard a voice, go outside to the courtyard. I went out barefoot, sat on the, meditated on the earth and invited, connected with the nature spirits, connected with the spirit of the land, thanking them for bringing the abundance and the balance to our land. And I asked, what is the key to healing this property? This is something that I continuously will check in with the land about. We're in a construction zone right now, and it's really important to check in. It's not like something you do once and then boop, it's over. Checking in with your own body, checking in with your own energetic state, and checking in with the land, the land's body and the land's energetic state. And it was clear that the water needed to be acknowledged and healed. The water was put into a very rigid, there's a creek that runs parallel to the main road on the one side of our property. And it's been forced into a very rigid form, a canal. And it's, people are trashing it. Literally, it's filled with garbage. It is so upsetting. It is so saddening. It makes me so frustrated. And I tapped in and I connected and I heard that the water needs to be reactivated and enlivened, brought back to life and honored on my property, and invited onto the property. And so I did an impromptu inviting the water in ceremony with some offcuts from the deck that has just been built on another one of our tinies. So I had some square offcuts from the posts, and I created this circle in the moment. I didn't have anything fancy to work with. And I invited the water into that circle, into that vessel for the time being. I have a vision to create fountains and bird baths, water features everywhere, women, water features everywhere. You know, that was like an essential piece of urban design. That was an essential piece of city planning. That was an essential piece of garden design back in the day. And it's been forgotten about, you know, just simple things like that, right? In the East, it hasn't been as much forgotten about with the tradition of feng shui, vastu, right? It hasn't been as forgotten about. And where I am is a bridge between East and West in Turkey. And so you can see the influences of the West, the unevolved West, because there are amazing aspects to the West, obviously, with thinking and consciousness and science. And then the influences from the East as well. So Turkey is an incredible mix emerging between the East and the West. So you have both energies. So water, women, that's an example of how you can commune with the land, co-create with the land to develop a vision for your garden, for example, or a vision for your home. The nature spirits want to co-create with us. And I say co-create. It's important that we always bring the human element into our practice. If anybody's watching the YouTube video, my hair keeps on falling in front of my face because we've got this beautiful breeze coming in from the sea. And it's such a beautiful time of the year, fall. It's cooled off. But it's still beautiful and warm during the day. So women, how to avoid dying, basically, in your life? How to avoid dying in your life? How to avoid dead matter? How to avoid living in a way that where you're constantly getting sick, you are at the mercy of your lower emotions, your shadow. I'm not saying shadow is a bad thing, but it's a key to transmuting, right? Lead to gold, transmuting and transforming. Parts of you that are stagnated, that need to be renewed, ways of being that are outdated, ways of being that don't support your relationships, that don't support your family, that don't support your community. This is all integrated into the sacred blueprint work. This is all integrated in my teachings with my clients. If you are not shifting your mindset, shifting the way you are practicing, the way you are walking this land, you are not going to build a resilient business that is heart-centered, that incorporates spirit, that incorporates energy. You'll just be following some kind of a step-by-step guide, you know, what to do, you know, like the ingredient to, you know, energetic architecture. While systems are important to study, it's time, women, this is the new paradigm, which means we're entering into a much more holistic way of being and walking this earth. So I challenge you to, with love, you know, with sacred witnessing, with deep listening, to shift your outdated ways of being that are no longer serving your body, no longer serving your family, your loved ones, your community, and you, your soul. This is a critical shift you need to make. And if you keep holding back, if you keep delaying your dreams, putting them on the back burner, you won't be sharing your gifts with the world, with this planet, with Gaia, who is in so much need of you right now. It's urgent. We are on the brink of being completely devoured by a dark force that wants to rip our wombs away. Yes, I'm saying rip our wombs away. Wombs are not only for giving birth, although that is an incredibly, incredibly, incredibly majestic thing or majestic capacity that our wombs have. But they have much more to them. They are the mystery. They are the force of creation. You can access so much wisdom about the cosmos through your feminine wisdom. I'm using the womb as a symbol. This could be the heart for you. This could be your meridians. This could be your feet, your third eye. And we have a gift as women. It doesn't matter if you are gay, bisexual, or not. But you have a gift as a woman. And we are in serious danger right now with forces that want to sabotage the awakening of the divine feminine. And the awakening of the divine feminine occurs within men as well. This is not about women's lib or equality or women's rights. I'm not having a conversation about this or sharing information through this lens. This is a much more profound, deep task that the angels are looking down upon us and are entrusting us to be the vessels for the sacred cosmic truth that wants to be emitted through our instruments, our bodies. Through our larynx. That's a creative organ as well. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and a God was the Word. This was in the beginning with God. So the creative force of words is also a mystery to be tapped. And when you start to shift the way that you are walking this earth in all aspects of your life, then you will begin to gain the capacity, exercise the muscle to be able to build the temples of the new earth. It's not divorced from one another. This is the formula for radiance going on into your late years, when you're 80 years old, 90 years old, to be able to be still juiced up, vitalized. I'm not talking about ignoring aging, but to have the tools, the spiritual tools, to face and accept the natural forces, the natural cycles of life. And to stop trying to force yourself to be in a different phase of life, right? So many entrepreneurs, so many architects, designers hit, thresholds in their life. Because, you know, all that fame and fortune, or, you know, all the projects that they've created, they've been trying to fill a void depending too much on the external, on the material realm, because they haven't been able to just seeing a vision here, so give me a moment. Harness, nourish the spirit within them. Cultivate, that's the word I'm looking for. Cultivate a healthy relationship with their soul, with their spirit. When we are able to do this, we serve our clients in a much better way as well. That our lower egos are not running the show, right? And that we're really listening to the souls of our clients. I haven't perfected it. I'm still in, you know, working through coming face to face with shadow parts of me, you know, parts of me that want to be, you know, the best at everything, that want, you know, the design to be perfect, that's attached to the outcome of the project. But the more I let go and surrender to the impulse that wants to move through me, to work through me, so that I help others to transform through their properties. I help to transform and enliven and bring life and spirit back to their properties, or enhance the existing spirit and energy that's there. Oh, I'm feeling called to stretch. Oh, women. You know you are meant to do this work. And you know it's the key to this new way of being. A new way of being that's so easeful, so joyful, and a way that where you can actually contribute, or have plenty of time to spend in nature and your family, with your family and your children, and not be bound to this 9 to 8 p.m. architecture office model. I'm just waiting if there's anything that wants to stream through. I don't prepare. I often don't prepare for these episodes. So I'm a transmitter by nature. And so I'm waiting if there's anything else that wants to be transmitted. Okay, we're complete. I'm sending you so much love, and I believe in you. I know that you have the power, the magic to create this new thing, birth this new thing, birth the new temples in your way. Before I close today's episode, I'd love to share that I have opened the doors for my one-on-one private mentoring program for starting in October. The deadline to apply for the program is October 6th, and I have an early bird special, which will expire September 30th. My assistant is off for a couple of days. And so I want to make sure that I get this episode out before the early bird. But if you are, yeah, if you see this video or listen to this, this episode, and it's very close to the September 30th deadline, send me a message, sharing your interest to partner, and I can hold that early bird special for you for a couple more days. All right. This is a 12-month pathway. It's rare. It's unique. There's no one else in the world who is training women architects and designers on how to bridge spiritual wisdom with design while helping them to build flourishing design practices. You can learn a lot of modalities, and I do encourage you to study different systems and tune into which ones feel good for you. And I'm here to support you in really tuning into what your system is and what wants to birth through you. It may be that you have you mix a couple of modalities and incorporate what you've learned in the past into your new way. This is possible. But I'm gifted in sacred listening and really tuning into the energy of you and what kind of a working modality. This, you know, this isn't only about how you design in terms of drawings and, you know, offers and services to clients, but it's also about, okay, what kind of environment and position and schedule suits you best. All right. So these are some windows, some examples of the practical aspects of the program. And I also support you in doing the deep work, the shadow work. I am a trained, certified alchemical energy healing practitioner, which is rooted in the ancient Egyptian mysteries. And so we work with the netters, we work with your spirit guides to really get clear on what your next steps are and help you pave the way for an abundant, successful business that nourishes your soul. So I look forward to partnering. Again, the early bird deadline to apply is September 30th and doors close October 6th. I only accept a few clients each round. This is a high level of commitment. When I partner with someone, I partner with someone. We go all in into all aspects of business, your personal, you know, transformation, marketing, business, agreements, client communication, design modality, etc. And I also give you the tools to connect with the energetics of the land via dowsing and various other ways. So it's a big commitment, and it's what it takes to build a successful business and pioneering the future architecture. I have testimonials on my website of clients that I've served that I love dearly, and just lights me up to see how they have found their way of working with nature and their intuition and their feminine magic. So when you apply, this doesn't mean that you are committing yet, nor does it guarantee that you'll be accepted. This program isn't for everyone. I invite you to tune in. Do you get tingles? Tune into your body. Do you feel like, yes, this is something I need to do? Yes, you may have fears. You may have hesitations. Oh, it's not the right time. All kinds of excuses. But are you willing to go through another year repeating the same deadening patterns? Or are you really ready to take this big, bold step and make a major shift that is required for you to take this important next step in your business and this important next step in your soul's health, your body's health, and your soul's health? All right. I look forward to receiving your application, and I will make sure that the application link is down below, and I'm excited to support you. All right. Bye for now. Bye. Thank you for tuning into the New Earth Architectress. It's my intention to inspire more women architects and designers to come out of hiding and unleash their intuitive powers to lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and their divine calling while making a powerful impact on Earth. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review on iTunes, and share this episode with women who you know are feeling the nudges to take the big leap and bridge spirit with design. You can find out more about me and the New Earth Architectress movement by visiting aisharosemelodyhassan.com. Until next time, gule gule.